And we're talking with Bob Jackman from LaValle Middleton Building Supply. They're always about making tomorrow better than today. And tax season, there's a lot of interesting things that can come along with your refund that you can make use of at LaValle's.
Well, that's absolutely true. And people ask us all the time, what are the popular home improvement projects for this time of year? And we answer, we know anything can happen at any time, but we do see a trend towards some major projects at certain times of the year. Whether you want to call this spring or almost spring or tax season, tax refund season, that is the impetus for many people to try to plan renovations and projects around this time of year. And we tell people, divide them into two main categories. Number one, maintenance and repair. The main focus of these projects is typically the roof and or exterior trim or siding. Most of these are contractor oriented, so it's imperative you form a triangle relationship with a contractor, supplier, and you. Those are the three legs of the triangle. The homeowner needs to feel totally comfortable entering into the project. And I say that because all of these things, whether you're solving a problem or preventing one, should be fun. All right. Secondly, insulate or make your house more energy efficient. We've talked about it in the past about there's a lot of things you can do that are small things. When you get involved in those small things, make it a family sport, and then get everybody working toward the same thing. And this is all about baby steps. And perhaps you'll need a major improvement somewhere. Today's so-called green products like Rockwool and other insulations make this truly a project with great and immediate rewards. And we won't get into paybacks and that kind of thing, but that is something, an educated consumer, as we always say it, an educated consumer is going to understand, if I put $10,000 into my house, how long is it going to take me to save that $10,000? That's a payback. All right. And number two, now the first one is maintenance and repair items. And number two is a redesign or an update or a renovation. These projects typically revolve around two main areas, both of which require planning, timeline definition, remember those three words, and several trades or contractors to work in conjunction with each other for a complete and successful outcome. The first one is obvious, that's your kitchen. Now, we feature many brands and styles of cabinets and countertops, so many that you really can't count them. Any of these will work with your project, but which are the ones that you want in your house? Do not pick that out online. Go into showrooms, come in and see us, pick out what you like, and then work with our kitchen designers. And remember your contractor. We want to work with your contractor, closely with your contractor. And we can, and we hope to work with you on the design of the area to make sure you get what you want out of it. The working with the contractor part is to make sure that what you want and we design fits into your home properly. And the second part of that is bathrooms. I can't tell you how many people, especially this time of year, start thinking about remodeling their bathrooms. Max products, again, the showroom, do not pick it out online. You might find some things online that are very interesting to you. My oldest son just went through this. They picked out a lot of stuff online, but then they went to the showrooms to verify it and make sure it was exactly what they wanted. You pick out the products that are going to go into your project. Again, I can't emphasize this enough. All of these types of projects require a showroom for actual viewing and touching, as they say, the products needed. And at the same time, you can get expert design help from one of our professional designers. These are free services that we offer so that we can give your project the best chance for success. Now, you've heard us talk about this over and over and over again. Today's homes, and that is really most of us, are all designed with systems, not just products. You don't just have a door. You have an exterior door system or an interior door system. All those pieces in that system are designed to work well with each other for the most energy efficiency, weatherproof if it's exterior, and longevity. Gone are the days when you put products into a home. Think of everything as a system. That way you get greater life expectancy, better performance, and more efficient operation. And if that's a head scratcher to you, then our job is to help you understand exactly what we're talking about, and that reverts right back to an educated consumer. Once you see, and I'll use exterior doors as an example, once you see a door made of fiberglass rather than wood and insulated and with weather stripping all around, it is a special type and a different size in some cases from one side of the door to the other, and little pads on the bottom that prevent any air infiltration where the vertical molding or vertical weather stripping goes to a horizontal, either a header or your threshold. Once you see all these things, you'll say, oh, I understand that. So you are now an educated consumer, and you can talk more efficiently with your contractor. This is what we want in our home. All of us, our job as homeowners is to have a basic understanding of the systems in the home and to rely on the experts when necessary for a deeper understanding. And that brings us right back to that triangle: homeowner, contractor, supplier. If you do that, if you follow through with that triangle and you do your research, you become an educated consumer, your chances of succeeding in the project have just tripled. Again, call us or swing into your nearest location and we can help you. We can answer your questions. We may know the answer or we may have to go find it, but we will get you an answer. And again, as always, everybody, please stay safe out there.
Absolutely. Making tomorrow better than today. Thanks, Bob, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.